Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. As we cruise through the fastest 2 hours in radio, we love hearing from you. And some of you have already chimed in. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports, as we have a wonderful, a compelling conversation with Roland Lazenby, a best-selling author that has just released the new book, Michael Jordan, The Life. And of course, we are talking about in regards to his family growing up. But also, I thought it was interesting before break, Roland, you and I were talking about off-air, that Michael, when he was 12 years old, he was the state MVP, throwing two no-hitters and led them to a state championship. He really was a good little baseball player, wasn't he?
He was a great little league player.
Uh-huh.
He led his North Carolina team to within an eyelash of the Little League World Series. But then the next year, he went to Babe Ruth League ball. And of course, baseball was the game his disapproving father loved. And Michael was drafted by a Babe Ruth League team with great expectations, and he hardly played at all. In fact, in 3 years of Babe Ruth League ball, he never even made the local all-star team.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very painful thing. Youth sports can be like that. You can be the king one moment and then struggle to get in the game for the next year, and then to have a hard time shining the next 2 years.
Talk to us about tonight, Michael Jordan losing his father in 1993, and how that influenced him in terms of his retirement decision and to step away from the game that he loved, and that was basketball.
Well, you know, Michael's such a superstar on the court. People never really stopped, fans in Chicago and elsewhere, never really stopped to consider the fact that he was human. And, you know, I have to be honest, as a media member, I often just sort of let the thought escape me. But then I had a friend whose son was murdered in 2010, and I watched the brutal difficulty for families of homicide victims. And it all became clear to me when Michael's father, and he was so close to his father, when he was murdered, it literally shattered Michael Jordan's world in 1993.
Right. Hey, basketball journalist Roland Lazenby has spent almost 30 years covering MJ in college and, of course, the NBA, and he had intimate access to so many of Michael Jordan's coaches, his friends, his teammates, and family members. And certainly, I am just wondering, I want you to share with all of us tonight the influence of his mother. I mean, she definitely a very dynamic personality of the family. And all I have to say is, after I read your book, she's a very strong, a very resilient woman. She went through a lot.
Right, much more than we ever imagined
from
the outside. But her father, no one made it in sharecropping. And her father, I was looking for who was this fierce figure in the Jordan background.
Mm-hmm.
Her father made it in sharecropping. He came to own his own land. He was also a moonshiner, but he grew an array of crops. He had a much bigger house than all the other farmers, but he was a very tough, sort of unforgiving man. But he was focused on economic success, and that was Dolores Jordan. She had tremendous drive. She had huge disappointment young in her life. She was unwed and pregnant at 15, but she was the person who secured Michael Jordan's Nike contract. Sonny Vaccaro, the Nike maven who did so many things for basketball, Sonny said, "Dolores Jordan is truly one of the single most impressive people I've met in my life."
Yes, because Michael, he liked Adidas, correct?
Oh, he did. And he was 22. He had no thought whatsoever about a shoe deal, and shoe deals were nothing then, but he got a shoe deal before he played an NBA game that eclipsed all other shoe deals many times over, paid him a 25% royalty, and Nike hadn't even realized, by virtue of that shoe deal, they had made him a partner, and they would eventually have to recognize that he was a partner in the firm.
Dolores and James Jordan certainly were both very devoted parents, but I thought you also provided a bit of a startling new context for Jordan's life. I think many times there was some inner conflicts within the family, and you kind of clarified some of the narratives that this was not the perfect American family. There were some struggles.
By no means was it. Their older daughter had made allegations of sexual abuse against James Jordan in 1975. Those allegations wouldn't come to light, and even then, not to a very bright light. She published a book privately in 2001 about it. But there was tremendous conflict as the years went on, and as Michael Jordan gained this worldwide success, His parents were almost in a tug of war over him and over the money and over the running of various aspects of the business. And most people don't realize, and I did not realize, that Michael Jordan was winning his championships in basketball while dealing with tremendous personal difficulty in his family.
Well, it is a complete portrait of Michael Jordan, his life, his career, stretching from his youth, and there's so many wonderful things in here that you share. Michael Jordan, the life, and Roland, we sincerely appreciate you dropping by at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Where can our fans connect with you on Twitter, too?
It's at Lazenby, L-A-Z-E-N-B as in boy, Y, on Twitter.
Well, we always will have an open invitation for you because it's hard to fit into two segments, a book that's almost 700 pages long, and there's some great stuff in there. Thank you again, Roland.
Thank you, Alyssa.
You bet. Much more straight ahead at YSR at the Big E Sports Show.